Glyde's Morning Glory with Sophie. I'm very excited to welcome to the studio the fabulous Labyrinth. How are you doing?
Hello, darling. I'm good. It's lovely to be at Glyde, man.
I am loving the dapper clothes. I knew you weren't going to disappoint. You're rocking the cardi. Is this some kind of label? Should I know what this is?
This is Jessica Beachy I'm wearing to this morning.
You love your clothes, don't you? You and Tiny, there's like a little competition going on for Dapper Man.
Maybe a little quiet, subconscious competition going on, like, oh no, he wore the bow tie. I'm not sure I'm going to let him do that again. But no, it's good, man. It's nice competition.
Are you halfway through yet to a little UK tour? Or are you, is it still earlier days than that?
We just done our fifth day. The tour's been going amazingly well. Better than I expected, because of course I'm on tour and I'm headlining on two songs. And nobody knows any of the other records. So to see the way they're kind of just getting involved in the music has been amazing for me, man.
Yeah, because of course the album's it's not out yet, it's not out for another month. So
yeah, of course a lot of people come for like Let the Sunshine and Earthquake, but then when they hear the rest of the material, they're quite surprised. I've seen a lot of surprise fans, which was really nice to see, man.
Well, I guess because, I mean, even those two songs are so different in terms of the form of it, the vibe of it. Are they the two ends of the album, or is there more stuff that's going to surprise
us? There is more stuff. I think, if you know what, you've got to come to the live show, but it's very mixed. Like, I really do believe in, like, making music that is as free as possible. Like, you can make any sound. I could make some old school soul, and then all of a sudden we'll turn up in a jungle drum and bass record.
Yeah.
And that's basically what my set is like. We just mix all different genres, all different styles, and we just have fun with music, because that's what it's about.
And not everybody can do that.
Yes,
like, some
people
try and do a bit of rapping or try and do a bit of singing, and it's just a bit embarrassing.
Weirdly, I got the hang of it, and it's really cool, because of course a lot of my fans don't know that I play instruments. They don't know that I produce my music.
You're
as well.
Multi-talented.
It's a bit wild.
Because I didn't know. Yeah. I obviously knew the Psycho thing, because everybody knows the Psycho thing, the first non-reality
of course,
signing.
Of course.
6 years, and you know, but I didn't know that you went in as a producer for
Simon. Heard, of course, Pass Out and Frisky, which I produced for Tiny. And a lot of labels wanted to sign me at the time, and he wanted me to work with a few of the artists of the X Factor. And then he heard my music and he was like, bro, you need to get signed. And I was like, I'm about to be signed. And he was like, well, you're not signed yet. that's a proper Simon Cowell line.
The little dollar signs went up in his eyes. Because of Frisky, obviously, was your first kind of appearance in terms of, obviously, you've been loads of stuff.
Yeah, I was in the Pass Out video, but I wasn't featured on that record, mainly because I was a little bit too nervous to be seen. I swear, I was so scared. I'm still kind of shy. I'm a shy producer, but I know how to come out of my show when it's time.
Definitely you do. We can say that. And I mean, I love all the music that I've heard of yours so far,
which a lot
of people, I like some and not others. Yeah. But I have to say, my favourite thing, my absolute favourite thing, is the bit in Earthquake when it goes really quiet and you're doing the monk style. And then in the video, you're actually dressed up as a monk. And I thought, this man is in my head. This is creepy. Where did you get the kind of little idea?
I remember when we was in school and when we were doing music lessons, we used to study the Renaissance and Gregorian chant and stuff like that.
Amazing.
And I remember hearing it on Classical FM and stuff like that. An artist that I've signed called Etta Bond. My studio is very open to all the artists that we work with, and we all end up slouching around the studio and chilling. She was sleeping in the studio and she heard me going, yes, I predict to them. And she goes, I dare you to do that. I was just pretending. I was playing about.
Yeah.
And then she fell asleep, and when she woke up, it was done, and she was like, you are, there's something wrong with you.
There's a lot of artists you cannot imagine doing that, like not really kind of having a bit of fun
expense. That's what me and my whole team, like Oddchild, we're about musical freedom, man. And I think music is about having fun. You know, you're not always going to get it right, but the more fun you have, I think, is the more people kind of really see into your soul, if you get what I mean. So that's what I want to do, man.
I love it.